Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of the Commercial Real Estate 101 Meetup Group. I'm your host, Rafael Collazo, located here in Louisville, Kentucky. If this is the first time of you guys tuning in for this this meetup, we actually started this back in early 2022. And ever since then, we've invited a host of speakers from all across the nation, really abroad, to talk about topics pertaining to commercial real estate. So this is a forum where you can learn all the things you want to know pertaining to the commercial real estate industry, and I hope you do gain some value from the discussion. Today, we actually had the honor of hosting a recurring guest on the show, Rod Santomassimo. He's very famous in the commercial real estate space, and he is the CEO and founder of the Massimo Group, one of the top coaching programs for commercial real estate professionals in the world. It's part of the actual conversation we focused on artificial intelligence for the commercial real estate industry. As many of you guys probably follow along in the news, artificial intelligence is disrupting a variety of different industries, and the commercial real estate industry is no different. And so during this conversation, we talked about a variety of topics pertaining to how artificial intelligence can be leveraged by commercial real estate professionals to amplify their business, and then also where he sees the future of AI going that will eventually, you know, disrupt the market. And hopefully, if you guys are early adopters in the space, you can benefit immensely from it. Unfortunately, early on in the interview, we were having some technical difficulties, so I wanted to provide a quick summary about some of the early parts of the interview, and then there wasn't too much of a delay. So the rest of the interview obviously went off without a hitch, and so you'll be able to partake in the actual conversation and dialogue that transpired thereafter. But to start off, we just kind of learned a little bit more about Rod. You know, if you guys are followers of content creators on commercial real estate, both on LinkedIn and Twitter, I'm sure many of you guys follow Rod Santomassimo as it is. But as far as his background is concerned, you know, his dad was in the commercial real estate space. So he kind of joked about the fact that he's been reading leases and lease abstracts since he was a kid. So he's kind of always had, an interest in that field. But that doesn't mean that he was only ever in the commercial real estate space. He mentioned that he had a few other endeavors as well, one being at a law firm for a long time. And then he had some other roles in different business capacities before he jumped into the commercial real estate coaching space, which he started the Massimo Group, I believe, in 2008, 2009, kind of in the midst of the Great Recession. So really tumultuous times to start a business. But ever since then, he's grown it into a very profitable enterprise. And today they're implementing AI and other technologies within their business to be able to better serve their clients and amplify their business results over time. And so during the conversation, we talked a little bit about the current state of AI and some of the technologies that are out there and how he himself and his clients are implementing the technology in their business to help better serve their clients. And then again, we talked a little bit about the future of AI, and then we opened it up to Q&A at the end of the conversation as well. So again, this was a very engaging conversation. I'm sure you guys will gain a phenomenal amount of value from the discussion. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in. First off, I think we tailed off on this particular question, but you know, what are some of the more useful applications for, you know, AI in the commercial real estate industry? And as I mentioned before, I think, you know, our audience base includes brokers, it includes, construction professionals, it includes really anyone that is focused on the commercial real estate space. So if we can kind of walk through some of those applications, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I think let's get three for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So the first and foremost is content creation. Content of any kind can happen using mostly ChatGPT, use the 4.0 tools, use the plugin store, use the new DALL-E 3 interface, definitely use the data analyzer. We can go deeper and actually use those tools, certainly. So number one, how applications, content. Number two, and I can believe this, prospecting, business development. Yeah, automated campaigns, we're doing it right now. Automated campaigns with bots having conversations with your prospects, investors, tenants, landlords, whatever it is your prospect may be, you can have text bots have conversations instead of you. And you can be sleeping while business is happening. That's happening right now. I'll give you an example in a few minutes. And then, you know, certainly data mining, skip tracing. We have some clients who are learning how to use Python from ChatGPT, bringing the Python code, using it in their database and on their verification softwares to update their databases with better information, more accurate emails, more accurate phone numbers. So just those three things alone, think about how that's going to change your world. Prospecting while you're sleeping, content creation that resonates with your audience, and clean up your data while you're having lunch with your spouse and hanging out with the kids. That's all happening today.
That's awesome. And you referenced plugins. So for those who are, listening that may or may not know what that exactly means, could you kind of clarify what that entails?
So, I don't know, should I share my screen?
If you're able to, yeah, I can maybe get you to, and then we could describe for those who guys are listening, we also do deliver this in a podcast format. So if you are able to.
I'll describe it while I share. So let's see if I can even do this. I don't forget. So let me know. Can you see my screen?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Absolutely. So this is ChatGPT. Anyone can get this. It is free. ChatGPT, just get an OpenAI account, right? In ChatGPT, the variety of tools. The one thing you want to do is on the settings side, hit your name and hit settings, right? First thing you'll see is custom instructions. That's you telling this platform who you are and who you serve. And Raphael, that is the most important thing of all communication. If you can't define who you are and who you serve, AI or not, if you can't do that, then it doesn't matter. But there you define this platform in the custom instructions. This is me. This is my voice. This is my audience. This is how I serve them. Hit up the custom instructions. What that's going to do is all the output generated will then understand this is the audience. This is the messenger. That's really important. If you don't use that, everything it outputs is generic output. And you and I could do the same thing with the same audience, put out the same message. We don't differentiate. So that's one thing. Also, you see there's some settings and betas. And in the settings and beta store, there are a variety of beta features. You want to turn them all on. You do. Plugins, advanced data analysis, and more, right? There are more things you want to put in there. Put them all on. So what it allows you to do then, once you get to ChatGPT, is you can upload files. And as of yesterday or 2 days ago now, they changed it. You can actually upload PDFs. I'll tell you exactly what to do in a second. Upload PDFs into this machine and have it analyze PDFs, analyze leases, do lease abstracts, for example, right? If you're a commercial real estate broker, if you're a contractor, if you have contracts, now don't forget, this is public forms. Whatever you upload, you're actually teaching the platform to learn, right? Private portals are available. That's a different discussion. And then plugins. Plugins is like an app store on your iPhone or on your Droid, right? It's an app store. Check them out, play with them, see what happens. So those are all available to you. So let me share with you how you can use this. This happens every weekend right now. So Raphael, do you subscribe to a newsletter called the CRE Daily?
No, but I do see what you're talking. I do see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I endorse it because I think it's a fabulous newsletter. But on Sundays, what they do is they send you a newsletter from their associate affiliate firm Bullpen, and that newsletter on Sunday gives you a portal where you can access every major real estate firm's marketing report on almost every office in the United States. So, for example, let's say you work in theoretically Dallas, okay, or Lubbock, maybe not Lubbock, Texas, but maybe Austin or Tampa, Florida. I'll pick Tampa. So I can go there and say, give me the JLL, CBRE, Marcus, Newmark, Cushwake reports on pick your flavor, office, retail, industrial for this market. And you get all the reports. Well, now with ChatGPT-4 with the data analyzer, I hit that little plus sign. I'll upload all those reports into the AI platform. Then I ask it, let's summarize these reports, and it will summarize them. But you want to cite the source. Don't take it as your own. Cite the source. But now what you can do is, based on these reports, do me a favor, using the DALL-E feature, let's create some charts based on these findings. And it will. And then you can say, using the copywriter plugin, let's now draft in my voice a summary, a LinkedIn post, a blog, some tweets of what's going on in the marketplace, and cite the sources and do it all for you. Now, Raphael, that would have taken you a total, we do it. That would take you a total of maybe 3 minutes to create everything on this report, right? Everything, just from doing exactly what I just said. So that's one use. And let me give you the scarier use. Now, this is happening right now, whether you like it or not. And this is why if you don't adopt, you're going to be like a dinosaur, you'd be gone. This is where we are today. So Raphael, when you list a building, how long a listing agreement do you ask for?
Usually it depends on the building. It's usually 180 days to a year.
Yeah, 6 months to a year. That's standard. That's standard commercial brokerage. Mm-hmm. But why do you ask for that long? Tell us why. Why?
I mean, usually there's a lot of effort involved with getting the listing up and running and, you know, putting it out there and trying to, you know, really generate
Absolutely.
Interest.
Yeah. Agree. Right. Get everything, get the feedback, see what the market is. But would you not agree that the value of a property today versus the value of property in 6 months from today could be vastly different?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Specifically in this environment because of interest rate fluctuation, right? Specifically.
Absolutely.
So what can AI do? What AI can do, not only can do, but is doing today, we're doing this, right? Is doing today is you can get a listing, Raphael, and you'll say, okay, and the guy will say, you know, come in 3 days and give me your pitch. Well, in those 3 days, you can build the website out with AI. You can on that property. You can build a landing page out. You can build messaging out. You can build everything out within those 3 days to go to that owner and say, look, we're ready to go to market. We are. Everything is built and it can be because of all the tools that AI offers. But here's the cool part. Now you can say, I want a 30-day listing. And then you go, everyone else wants 6 months. Yeah, I just need 30 days. And go, why? And goes, because we're going to use AI to accelerate this whole thing. We're going to launch. You may, so and make this up. Don't give me the real number. When you put out a listing, how many make it up? How many investors does it go out to?
3,000.
Okay. Made it up. Okay. Yeah, so this is what you can do with AI. You can with certain software applications, automated campaigns, integrating with AI bots, you can right now send out 3,000 personalized, obviously emails, text, not quite yet voicemail drops. It's close, but not there, but voicemail drops and just say, go and let the campaign run and you go to sleep. And you'll have, and then people ask, well, what's the rent? What's the debt? Where's the link? And the AI bots respond to all those questions. And that will happen in a matter of hours, not days, not weeks, not months, but hours. I mean, we're doing it. It's happening. So now, Raphael, what happens is you go to your owner and say, look, I'll do a 30-day listing. Matter of fact, I'll give you an answer in within 7 days what the market really thinks. And you'll get some offers within 7 days and you'll get feedback in 7 days and we'll know where to reposition or position or what to do in 7 days. That exists today, folks. Now, what also exists today is, this is scary. It's not perfected yet. And I'm not going to name the names because they're not, in my mind, I can't share them with you because they're not valid yet. I've tested them both and I don't think they're valid. But very soon, you'll be having conversations with investors and landlords and tenants and clients in your voice or someone else's voice, and you'll be sleeping or out with the guys or doing something, and actual conversations will be taking place. That is happening right now. It's not, but you can tell it's AI. You can. So imagine making prospect calls. Imagine making scheduled meetings. Imagine anything you're doing on your end, AI can do. Bots do it right now. Bots are doing it right now. They are, but soon voices will be doing it. Conversational AI is here. It is. So here's the great news for brokers, at least. Here's the great news. You will now have the power, if you're an early adopter, to go to an investor and say, look, or seller and say, I'm going to list your property. I'm going to do it in, it can be a 30-day listing. No one else can do that because no one else can. And matter of fact, I know my fee is, I'm going to make this up. I don't know what your fee is. Say your fee is 4% standard fee that you're making. I don't know. Instead, you say my fee is 6%. And go, wait a minute. Everyone else is charging 4. Yeah, but I'm going to do this in 30 days. No one else can. And you'll win the listing. You will. So you win more listings and you'll make more money. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, you'll also double end more of your deals because you're going directly to investors. That is what AI can do. That is today the application.
That's amazing. And there's so many things to unpack there too. I mean, I know this is something that you obviously have been focused on for quite some time and you do deliver content on that front as well. So, you know, it's pretty powerful because you're right. I mean, anytime that I've only been in the business 4 years myself, like a lot of it is just very much a regimented process. We've been used to doing the same thing over and over and over again, but with all these tools, there's so many different avenues that you can explore that can really amplify your business. And so, you know, I appreciate you sharing that as well. So I guess, where do you see this going? Like, now that we've kind of discussed kind of where we're at in the landscape, obviously you mentioned, you know, voice AI and how that's obviously evolving over time. It'll eventually become a lot more viable as a medium. You know, what else do you see in the future that could potentially be a useful application? And what is your team working on currently that could potentially help it leverage?
Yeah, we're still fine tuning the listing. We call it the listing launcher. We're still fine tuning that. You know, we got to make sure. Look, fact is, AI can go rogue. You guys got to know that AI can go rogue. Mm-hmm. They may say, "Hey, what's the cap rate?" And your AI bot says, "You know, it's cloudy right now, and it's 44 degrees. What the hell is that?" No, that could happen. But here's the cool thing. We actually had a conversation. We monitor all our conversations. So we had a conversation, but we also let investors know that we're testing AI bots for our clients. No, we don't broker, we coach. And we say, look, we're gonna inject some AI, and if you have any questions, our bot will answer for you. And it's been accepted already in the market. So one investor said, "Hey, I want a coffee and a muffin. Can you get it for me?" And the AI bot said, "I like muffins, but unfortunately, I cannot get you a muffin. I'm a bot." And that was really cool. That showed us it was learning and figuring out what its capabilities are. So what's coming in the future? I think right now, this is the future for the next 6 months to a year. People are going to start. And I mean, what's going to happen after that, I can only gather. And I can conjure, but I have some ideas. But look, you need to adopt now. You just do. You need to adopt now and not wait. If I made mistakes in AI? Yeah, I have. I made some big mistakes, expensive mistakes in AI. But okay, so what? Mm-hmm. Okay, move forward. You will make mistakes. You will. But the fact is, brokerage firms will get smaller. Brokers will become, commodity brokers will become expendable because I don't need you anymore. Sorry. Authorities like yourself will always win. They will, right? As long as you use AI to leverage your skill set. That's the future. Will we see people being replaced in some administrative tasks? There are. I mean, some of your VA, I'm sure you have a VA. I'm sure your audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of your VA tasks are now absolutely replaceable today with AI. They just are, right? I won't name the name. There's a common CRM tool that you can call up a VA in the Philippines and say, "Update my database for this, this, and your database is going to make updates." The person in the Philippines is updating everything. You don't need that anymore. AI can do that. You can call AI and say, "This is what I need you to do." AI will do it. These are facts. So yes, I do believe people are going to be replaced. It's like the assembly line and the cars being created when Ford figured it out, right? It's happening. But that's not going to happen for years. I mean, I'm talking not 10 years, not 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, as we adopt and realize what's going on. All right. But for you all, don't worry about the future. Worry about today. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to use chat. Figure out how to use AI bots. Figure out how to use tools like one tool that's out right now. Still not perfect yet. Not perfect. VOSA, VOSA. Guy named Seth out of New York has created a conversational AI bot for prospecting for commercial real estate brokers. I'm watching it. It's pretty cool. Synthesia. Did you see my avatar?
Yeah, I video? Did. That's the one that you just recently posted that had, you know, you talking about the different concepts. And it was actually really good. I mean, you know, obviously there was a little bit delay with the lips a little bit, but right. For the most part, right. it was really
looked
spot
like
on.
Me, sounded like me, but it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 months, you see me, this is me live.
Yeah.
Within 6 months, that's going to be me digital. It's just the way the market's going. And so what you do with that, folks, think about this. If you can digitize yourself, it's not that easy, not that hard. It isn't. You can digitize yourself in a studio. You can actually do your voice now through a mic in your home, that the way they're working it out. You can now create, think about this. Within 3 months, you ask me the future. So instead of Raphael, you going out and sending an email out to everyone saying, "Hey, Bob, hey, Joe, hey, Sally, here's a great listing opportunity, blah, blah." You will have a personalized video for everyone from you to them with their names and their properties and everything else. And the AI will know it. And you'll be having conversations on a video, and it isn't going to be you. It's going to be digital RC. That's what it's going to be.
That's amazing.
It's crazy, but it's where we are.
When I think of the marketing applications too, I mean, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about in the past is like obviously outreach, and then also, you know, we have hard mail that we send to people and all these different mediums that we can explore to kind of get ourselves out there and have attention on people. But, you know, think about all the applications, like you said, you can send a piece of mail that has a QR code, someone scans it, and all of a sudden there's a personalized message for that individual based on, you know, whatever the property details or the area that their particular market is. How powerful that could that be if you're just saying, oh, wow, like this, you know, and it doesn't necessarily, like you said, have to be you. It could be something that you input data into the system, the AI platform understands it, interprets it, and then creates a custom message that you can tailor to people who you're targeting. So if you're a retail owner, it could be specific to, you know, whatever that subsector market you're at is. And I mean, that's super powerful. I mean, that's not something that anyone's doing right now. So,
well, actually people are,
I'm sure it's more of a general statement. I'm sure there are people doing it.
They are doing it. I know for a fact there are developers in commercial real estate on tech platforms that are doing exactly what you just said, understanding the person that you're reaching out to, what they own, what they bought in the past, what their characteristics are, and they're all going to conversational AI. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
That's amazing. No, I'm excited. And like Rod said, I mean, they've been early adopters, especially in this space, and they've been creating content and really coursework that's focused on this. So I would highly encourage you guys to check that out if you guys do get a chance to as well. So as far as resources concerned, because we want to give our audience a little time as well to ask their questions. I know there's quite a few people on LinkedIn Live that are also typing away in the chat box. But as far as resources, what type of mediums are you leveraging to kind of understand the landscape? And I know a lot of this is just you sitting there and playing around with stuff, but where have you found to be the most valuable resources for learning more about this?
You all laugh at this. The number one resource has been for me, well, it's been two, actually. The number one resource, Google has been a fantastic resource. Mm-hmm. Twitter, if you follow the right, you know, instead of following, you know, in addition to following commercial real estate, you know, talking heads, which is great, you should also follow AI talking heads, because they have cutting edge on Twitter. What's going on? You'll see it. And you've been an early adopter and you win more business. There are some incredible, incredible AI newsletters with great information. I get three of them every day, every morning. I read through each one every morning. It's the first thing that I read before the CRE stuff, because it impacts everything we're doing, to see what's coming out. Now, I will tell you, it's been pretty much a roller coaster. ChatGPT, then Claude, then Bard, and obviously Gemini. Now Apple's coming out. So all these things were coming out and all these things were being developed. And we noticed a really decrease in the number of new ideas coming out, because what's happening is Anthropic, now Amazon's funding them now. Obviously Microsoft's funding OpenAI. Anthropics is Claude, by the way. If you haven't checked out Claude, have you checked out Claude yet?
I haven't yet. No, I played with Bard and I played with ChatGPT, but I have not played with
Claude. Claude's pretty cool. Claude can take on a lot of information. You can upload a lot more information to Claude than any other platform. Again, it's public. Just know that. You should not upload your clients' leases and contracts to these platforms. You should not. you have a fiduciary not to give that information out. But they're sharing that with you. But it's incredible. The newsletters themselves, and you can look up any AI newsletter. It's just the information goes, and it's a quick read, and you go, great, I got it, I'm good. And that's what I do every day. And then I sit there, and yes, I do have an AI tech on my team that he's responsible for introducing me to any AI he feels is cutting edge. He introduced me to the dude who's doing the voice. He introduced me to a lot of people doing amazing things, and we decide what we want to implement.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, obviously, the augmentation of processes within your business, like if you guys haven't, you know, read Rod's book, Knowing Isn't Doing, he talks about structuring your business in a way so that it's the most profitable it possibly can be. But a lot of it is just creating systems and processes that people can follow. But now with AI, you could probably take that and you can literally have all these business functions operate without actual individuals being in place. So, you know, that could be another application. I'm sure you're using it already. So,
it's awesome. If you don't have your process, hell, don't worry about it. ChatGPT will define your processes, give some input, say, let's create a process for this tenant representation assignment, new closing, whatever. It will create the entire process for you, the more information you give it to it. And then, yeah, then once you got the process, now you can say, okay, how can we formulate this in an AI environment? You can take that as well.
Definitely. That's awesome. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is we wanted to give you guys a little bit of an opportunity to be able to ask questions on LinkedIn. So feel free to type away in the chat box. I will go ahead and pull up the questions. In the meantime, do you have anything in particular that you wish that I would have shared that maybe, or wish that I would have asked you that maybe, you know, I didn't?
No, you know, I think, look, I'm just for all the great things that are happening with AI, everyone understand this is also dangerous. It is. People, I'll give you an example. We were going to digitize my entire coaching team because I wanted to replace the avatars we're using in our coaching systems with our coaches and digitize. And I understand, I respect everyone, of course, of all my coaches. Half of them said, hell no, no way, no how. I'm not going to let my image, my likeness, my voice be available for others to borrow, steal, use what they want. I understand that. The other half said, yeah, let's do it. This is great. Right? I can't wait. We decided against it at the end. I said, you know what? Let's wait until it gets better. That's right. I wanted to get better first. But you have to understand now, I recognize that someone could take my voice and start using it in my likeness. They can, right? But here's the unfortunate thing. Based on this podcast right now, Raphael, and your likeness, I could use software to steal your voice and your likeness right now too. I can. Anyone can. And if they know the right tools, you got to say AI is dangerous. It's like fire. That's the greatest analogy. It's like fire, right? You got to hope people use it for the right reasons.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And obviously being a steward of that as well. Like, you know, if you're going to be utilizing AI and you're going to be trying to incorporate it within your business, having a fiduciary responsibility to the global populace to really use it ethically and making sure that, you know, you're best able to serve your clients, but also stay within the ethical bounds of being able to, you know, operate in that sandbox. So that's awesome. All right. So Christopher, hey, Christopher, he asks, is a course on this subject in your online course, Rod?
You know, we did two courses already on the subject. I think what we're going to do, Christopher, is over the holidays, we're going to package them up and offer them to the public. You can do your own downloads yourself. So we hope to have that out by the end of the year. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm sure over time, if you guys follow along, I'm sure you guys are going to be continuing to produce more and more content pertaining to this subject as well. So I think that's also very beneficial. All right, so Eric, he just had a comment. He said, he said, I'm impressed. First Bob Knackle and now the infamous Rod Santomassimo. I'm on a plane to meet Bo and Blaine in Florida. I hope to do this recording at a later time. So that's awesome. Yeah. And for those of you guys who are listening, Bo Beery's obviously was a client of yours for many, many years, phenomenal authority on multifamily real estate, you know, definitely one of the top people in the space. So
he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal.
Absolutely. So real quick, in the meantime, while we're waiting for some of these questions to come in, regarding summarizing some of the plugins that you played with and some of the applications that, you know, you've already explored, can you kind of highlight some of those? Because I don't know if in the previous recording we had some drop.
Yeah, and look, there's actually four. ChatGPT, and this is because that you all should start there because it's, again, you can get it for free, but you do not get these plugins if you get it for free. You have to do the paid version. Folks, $20 a month. It's the best investment you're going to make. So you have the plugin store, which is like an app store, and you should play with it. I mean, but all those apps, I will tell you, most of the apps in the app store, ChatGPT by itself can do. That's a fact. It can. So there's the app store. Then there's DALL-E 3. DALL-E 3, it's spelled differently, but it's named after obviously the artist DALL-E, right? Salvador DALL-E. For the kids who don't know who DALL-E is, sorry. So it's just an image creator. So it can create actual images. I have used images created from DALL-E and Midjourney. By the way, Midjourney is the best image creation AI tool out there. It's a little hard to get into because that's a Discord issue. You got to know what Discord is. It's a community. But Midjourney is the best image creator. I've used images and posted on social media and people have said to me, you know, what's that guy's name? What's that girl's name? I'm like, that dude doesn't exist. You know, that building doesn't exist. Or that shopping center that I just created doesn't exist. So that's the beauty about these tools. You can create images and get that will resonate with your owners to say, yeah, that's what I want. I want that shopping center with a full parking lot that's so bright and the sunshine and the palm trees. That's what I want. So that's what you do with these tools. DALL-E and Midjourney. And then Data Analyzer to me is the best tool in the market right now. Data Analyzer, your ability to upload information. Yeah, you can upload books. You can upload leases. You can upload contracts, though I wouldn't based on some fiduciary you have. You can upload anything you can think of, a market report, and let's analyze it. And then let's create content around it. And it's a beautiful thing. And finally, in the final one in ChatGPT is the Bing extension, because don't forget, AI is only taught to a certain period of time. ChatGPT 3, September 21. ChatGPT 4, I think it's September 22. So a lot of things happen since September 22. So you got to use the Bing interface so it can get the most current information. So those are the four I would start out with right there.
That's super helpful. I appreciate that, Rod. All right. So these you guys are listening, feel free to type away in the chat box. We'll give ourselves a few more minutes to answer all you guys' questions. So all right, Christopher says Ideogram is like a Midjourney without the Discord.
Yeah. But it's not. It does not create the same quality content, especially with the new, what's it called? The new, it's not a magnifier. What's the name? It's a natural something. Just came out yesterday. The quality of Midjourney is unsurpassed. But look, other images are fine. They really are. Hmm. Look. Oh, here's one. You all can go to bing.com/ creative or create, either create or creative. I think it's create. Just go to that website and type in something and you will get an image of whatever you're typing in. You know, you will. It's free. It's amazing. You might need a Microsoft account. Most of you do have one just because you use Office users, but bing.com/create and start creating images. It's incredible.
That's amazing. All right. It looks like we've answered. I think that's it. I think we've answered all the questions in the meantime. Well, Rod, first off, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it. And obviously, this has been a very unique conversation. I'm sure it's one that's going to continue over time. Love to potentially have you on in the future as well as we start getting, you know, more and more of, you know, your content pertaining to AI, especially ones that are refined in these different verticals that we kind of discussed in this podcast. I'd really love to kind of have a follow up on that because I think.
Whoa, before we go.
Yeah.
It's something really big's happening today, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
What's happening today?
Yeah. So I'm releasing my next book. It's called Before You Sell That Building, The Small Business Owner's Guide to Selling Commercial Property or Real Estate. It's going to be actually today. I'm going to be streaming it live on platform as well from 6 to 8 PM. We'll probably go live around 7 PM, but I'm looking forward to doing it. It's the third in the series of my books. So commercial real estate books. I've written four more before that, but they were unrelated to commercial real estate. So
first of all, thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. Anyone need information, massimo-group.com, ask questions there. And you're the best, man. You're so impressive what you've done in this young career. So keep on being great and looking forward to seeing you in the future.
Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to meeting in person. We haven't had a chance to do that yet, but I'm really looking forward to that. And if you guys are listening to this in a podcast format at our YouTube, we're going to go ahead and include all the information retaining to Rod's contact, the website. If you want to, you know, at a certain point when you actually have everything live, as far as the coursework, please provide it so we can get it included in the description so people are going to be able to access it. I think it's going to be very valuable for you guys who are listening to it to leverage this new technology. It is going to be a game-changing technology that's going to change the landscape of the commercial real estate industry, and I think you guys should definitely leverage that. So again, Rod, thank you so much for stopping by. For those of you guys who are listening, please like and subscribe. It makes a huge impact on our ability to reach a broader audience, and we thank you for everything. We appreciate the support.
Take care.
See you, Rod.